Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and the song you heard at the beginning of the podcast was Duke Ellington's theme song, Take the A-Train. The trumpet solo was by Ray Nance. The subject of this episode is where to start, and by that I mean where to start with building a collection of Ellington. I know there are people who listen who have an extensive collection. There are people who listen who are jazz fans but don't know much about Ellington. And there are those who don't listen to jazz at all or Ellington. And they were probably wondering where to start. After all, Ellington had a 50-year career and there's a huge amount of recordings out there that are available. They can be very intimidating. I thought I'd pick four multiple disc CD sets that I thought would illustrate Ellington's career pretty well. My three criteria had to be that they were representative, available, and affordable. For these four CD sets, which total 10 discs, I was able to find them online at various retailers for less than 70 bucks. And they're quite a bit cheaper if you find them used. It's a really good idea to get the physical CDs rather than stream, because not only do you get pictures, but you get the liner notes, which tell you personnel and backstories on some of these songs and the events that led to them. The first CD set I'd like to highlight is called Highlights of the Great 1940 to 1942 Band, and it's on the Avid label. It's a British label, and I was able to find this one online new for a little over $7. This particular period is known as the Blanton-Webster era, and it's because two influential band members, Ben Webster on tenor sax and Jimmy Blanton on bass, joined the band, and the year previous, Billy Strayhorn joined as composer and arranger. Jimmy Blanton changed the way how the bass was played, and also how it was used in an ensemble. It became another voice like a horn. Ellington quickly realized that Jimmy Blanton had something different, and he made good use of Blanton's talents in the big band and also in the duet format. So we're going to hear one of the duets on this Highlights of the Great Band CD. This one is called Pitter Panther Patter, and this was one of the things that young bassists like Charles Mingus and Ray Brown were listening to, and this helped them to develop their styles. So here's the 1940 recording of Duke Ellington and Jimmy Blanton on Pitter Panther Patter. From the same 2-CD set, I'm going to play The Flaming Sword. It's a Latin-type number. It features Cootie Williams on plunger trumpet, Juan Tizol on valve trombone, Tricky Sam Natten playing his plunger trombone, and a little bit of Barney Bigard on clarinet. This is also from 1940, and The Flaming Sword was on a 78 with Warm Valley on the other side. So a lot of people have done the math and figured out that that made for an interesting coupling. The second selection is a 2-CD set called The Great Paris Concert. It was originally on Atlantic Records, and this particular version is on collectibles. Again, it's very cheap. And it's one of my favorites, and it's also, again, meets the criteria of being representative, available, and affordable. This was recorded during the band's February 1963 tour of Europe. And one of the reasons I chose this is because it also features two extended works, Sweet Thursday and Tone Parallel to Harlem. The extended works and suites are another hallmark of the Ellington sound. One of the pieces Duke played for nearly 40 years was Rockin' in Rhythm, and it had an extended piano intro that was called Kind of Dukish. So I'm going to play that one from this CD. Duke is featured on the intro, as I said. Then Harry Carney plays the clarinet solo. Lawrence Brown plays plunger trombone solo. And then Cat Anderson plays his stratospheric trumpet ending to take the piece out. Again, some of the hallmarks you've heard of the Ellington sound are the liberated bass that Jimmy Blanton brought, the extended works that you'll hear on this CD, plunger work on the brass instruments, and then the clarinet. Duke Ellington used the clarinet long after it had been abandoned once bop came to the fore. The second piece is called Tootie for Cootie, and Cootie, of course, is Cootie Williams, and he plays plunger and open trumpet. Another feature that this illustrates is that Ellington designed frameworks that featured a soloist for an entire song, and in this case, this was for the newly returned Cootie Williams. Thank you. The third CD set that I'd like to highlight is called Duke Ellington, The Columbia Years, and it highlights recordings from 1927 to 1962. Of course, they're not contiguous. Disc 1 covers 1927 to 1940. Disc 2 is from 1947 to 1952. And then Disc 3 is from 1956 to 1962. This is one of the many recordings that was issued during the Ellington Centennial in 1999. The first piece I'm going to play is called Hot and Bothered, and it's a piece that's based on Tiger Rag. It was recorded in 1930, and you'll hear a lot of Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, a fleet-fingered Johnny Hodges. It's not the sensuous Johnny Hodges you're used to. Fred Guy has a break on his banjo, Tricky Sam Nanton on his plunger trombone, and also the trumpet soloist on this is Freddie Jenkins. Thank you. I'd also like to mention that this CD set is very nicely packaged. It has a 44-page booklet that is very descriptive. From 1938, I'm going to play Old King Doogie. This one starts off with a very dissonant introduction by Duke. And then the soloists are Cootie Williams on trumpet and Johnny Hodges on alto. And then towards the end, the very reluctant drummer, Sonny Greer, takes a break. From 1947, we hear Lady of the Lavender Mist. This is an example of a very simple melody being kept interesting, not only through the soloists, which are Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, but also the melody, again, this very simple melody, is kept interesting through changes in dynamics, changes in harmonization, and changes in voicing, whether it's being passed back and forth between the reeds and the brass. Ellington knew how to juggle these colors and voices to make even the simplest thing interesting. Thank you. In the early days of his band, Ellington didn't feature himself that often, but as time went on, that changed. Here from 1957 is Ellington as the only soloist of a 1934 hit of his called Solitude.
Thank you.
The fourth and final set that I decided to feature is called Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook. I chose this one because, number one, it features one of the greatest singers that ever lived, but also because it features a lot of Ellington's quote-unquote greatest hits, or some of the standards that he is known for. On this particular CD, you can hear the full Ellington band, but there are also some small group recordings where Ella sings with Oscar Peterson, Stuff Smith, and Ben Webster, who, of course, was an Ellington alumnus. The first song I've chosen from this set is actually one by Billy Strayhorn, and you can hear Billy Strayhorn playing the piano on this, and it's called Daydream. It was a feature for Johnny Hodges as an instrumental on alto saxophone in the band, and he does get a small 8-bar section on this, but it's Ella Fitzgerald, Billy Strayhorn, and Johnny Hodges on Daydream. Hard to know where to stop, but I'm only going to play two more from this one. The first one being Caravan, which features Ella, of course, and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. And then to close this out, I'm going to go to Rockin' and Rhythm again. And nobody in the jazz world scatted better than Ella Fitzgerald. Quentin Jackson is on the plunger trombone. And again, Cat Anderson takes us out on his high note trumpet.
Do
There's so many great Ellington titles to choose from. There's things like Such Sweet Thunder, the New Orleans Suite, the Billy Strayhorn tribute album called And His Mother Called Him Bill, the Far East Suite, the Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, and Ellington at Newport. It goes on and on. And besides the four that I specifically mentioned in this episode, I have a page on our website at ellingtonreflections.com that lists some recordings that I recommend. There's another page that recommends some books, and there's yet another page that recommends videos that are available. Again, I'm not trying to endorse any particular merchant or vendor, so that's why I didn't mention any. But please look for these, seek these out. You'll be greatly rewarded with the listening pleasure you'll receive. I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for all your encouraging words. I'm glad to see that Duke Ellington has so many fans out there. He has a great body of work, and it's high-quality work, of course. You can find supplemental information at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As a matter of fact, if you go to Instagram, you can see where I've been posting my Ellington collection online there, all the albums, books, DVDs, etc. that I have. My name is Steve Bowie, and again, thank you for listening. And remember, as I like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.